My name is Bridget Jolly. I work as a purchasing officer and master data administrator with Brightstar Logistics. Brightstar Logistics is a global company dealing with wireless distribution and services. I work as a purchasing officer and master data administrator, so there's two components to that role. The first part is, as purchasing officer, I process orders where we buy stock in bulk, and this is mainly handsets and retail products such as covers and cases and earphones and shields and wireless devices like modems and USB devices. And the other component of my role as master data administrator is to create the codes within our system that's allocated to these individual items.
How long have you been with Brightstar in this role?
I've been with Brightstar for just over 3 years. I started at the end of April 2012. I've held the same role over the 3 years, but within that time, responsibility have changed quite a lot depending on the needs of the company.
Have they expanded?
Last year, our company changed from being a private company owned by one person who was our founder, and it's been bought by a larger global company, SoftBank. And in that time, we've expanded to other areas, and we've also re-evaluated other lines of business that we were doing.
What do you like most about your job?
There are quite a few parts about my job that I really like. The people that I work with are really good, and I always feel that you need to have good people around you to enjoy what you're doing. But for the most part, I'm really busy, and I like being busy at work. It makes me feel like I'm getting things done and that I'm achieving something, and that it keeps you on your toes, and you always have to think and challenge yourself to solve whatever new problems come up.
Did you receive assistance obtaining this job?
I did receive assistance. I got the job through an employment agency called Vision Australia, and they were able to work with me to look at areas of work that I was interested in, work with me on my resume and my applications. And it was through Vision Australia's employment services that I obtained the interview. And then I got the job after interviewing and the liaising between Vision Australia and Brightstar Logistics.
Do you use adaptive technology?
I do use adaptive technology. I have a screen magnification program called Zoom Text. I don't use much speech. I mainly just manage with magnification processes. When I'm in meetings, I'll use something, a monocular, which enables me to view what's on being projected or what's on a whiteboard or a television.
Tell us more about your vision condition.
I have a congenital genetic condition, which means I was born with the condition. It's a fairly rare condition called aniridia, and how it presents itself is that I have basically no useful vision in my left eye, and I'm extremely short-sighted in my right eye, and I also have an nystagmus, which means that I have difficulty focusing on things for a long period of time.
Can you tell us now about your education and your training background?
I attended primary and secondary schools through the Australian Catholic Education System. I then studied a Bachelor of Arts at the University of Melbourne, and I did a graduate diploma in international development through RMIT, the Royal Melbourne Institute of Technology.
You've been with Brightstar now for 3 years. Is this your first major job, shall we say?
My role at Brightstar is my first full-time permanent job. Previous to this role, I've done small part-time or casual work with other organisations, and I've also done extensive volunteer work. Brightstar is my first full-time 9-to-5 job that has given me a lot of consistency and permanency in my job.
So, in your 3 years at Brightstar, have you experienced any barriers inhibiting your progression in your career?
I think sometimes I'm not always as confident in being able to challenge myself in certain areas because I become quite comfortable in my role, knowing the how long it took me to find a job that I was happy with, it's hard to challenge yourself and extend yourself further out. There's also sometimes working with my colleagues, sometimes I don't think they understand the workarounds that I do for myself within the role. And progressing further, I would need to continue to develop more workarounds if I wanted to go into other areas of the business.
Is that, do you think, because low vision is not as visible as total blindness, so people don't appreciate that there are some things you don't see very well?
I think that sometimes people don't realise the amount of workaround that I do for certain things, or that they'll see that, oh, yeah, you don't see very well, but not actually fully understand that I am legally blind and the amount of additional things that there sometimes needs to be in order to do certain things.
Tell us more about what having a job has done to add to your life.
Having a job is often really essential in people's lives. It's often one of the first things we ask people, what do you do? And being able to say that you have a job is actually a really nice thing as compared to when you were looking for work and you're like, and you have to say, I'm not working at the moment, I'm looking. Being able to job gives me a lot of challenges. I'm able to feel like I can accomplish things and contribute to a workplace and in broader society. Also means that I'm able to have a more stable life and able to plan for things in the future knowing that I have financial security.
Is there any one person who has been a significant influence in your employment success?
Outside of my work, I would actually contribute as a mentor my parents. Both my parents have vision impairments, and they had a very successful work-life balance and being able to work as they wanted to and being able to lead, you know, what other people would be a normal life, raising a family and being part of their community and still maintaining good, successful work life as well.
And what do you feel you bring to your job that enables you to be so successful?
I think with my work, I'm a fairly adaptable person, and therefore with my work, it's very full on sometimes, and you have to be very quick and able to be flexible and work with people, and I'm able to do those things quite well. My ability to think outside the square sometimes, or think of the alternatives that no one else has thought of.
Now, for someone who's contemplating employing a person who has low vision, what advice have you got for them?
I have a couple of pieces of advice. My first is, don't be afraid to ask questions. Most of the time, people with a disability are more than happy to discuss anything that you have to ask them. And it's often better because then they feel comfortable in knowing that they could discuss things in the future. But it's also better for them because then you have a better understanding of their needs or their capabilities often. My second piece of advice is that statistically, people with vision impairment are better employees to have. Statistically, they tend to stay with the employer for longer, they take less sick leave, they're more willing to do the jobs that sometimes needs to be done but isn't of a person's particular responsibility. And all up, I think people with a different background brings great diversity to a workplace, and it's a really good thing to have because it means that a workplace is able to have different backgrounds and often different ways of working through other problems as well, because people are bringing different areas of expertise.
And finally, Bridget, thinking of your experience when you were job seeking, what advice have you got for anyone in that situation now?
I know that it can be really disparaging in trying to find work and feeling like you're always being rejected. I guess my advice would be to be open to other opportunities that you may not have expected. And it's not just people with disabilities that often have to find alternatives to what their background is of studying or previous work. It happens a lot in broader society as well, that people find themselves in a job that they did not expect to be in.